We are back. ELG Music represents Saucy Talk Podcast. What's happening with y'all? Shout out to everybody, every motherfucking body that came through that's been listening to the recent podcast. Shout out to y'all for sure. Yeah, man, we up in here. A lot of good shit happened today. A lot of shit went my way today. A lot of shit celebrating today is, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot on my brain. So I'm kind of like, you feel me, in shock and kind of a shock. You feel me? Like, cause I had hella shit. You know what I'm saying? I had court hearings. I had to go get the keys to my new spot. I had a lot of shit to do. I had to go grab money orders and do all this type of shit, like file paperwork for block accounts, and I had to talk to my realtor, my lawyer, to farmers insurance, a whole bunch of shit. Like I got shit going on. I just talked to y'all about, you know what I mean, not surface topics, but just topics that's in the mainstream media and everything like that, and giving y'all gems, giving y'all like what I'm actually doing. You know what I mean? Like, wasn't no stressful day at all. At one point, because certain things wasn't acting in my favor. Like, you know, I couldn't access a website or something like that. Fixed that. That handled all my business. So far, you know, got approved. So, I'm an official successor. You feel me? Shout outs to me. Proud of myself. Keeping my eyes in war mode, though. You feel me? Like, as far as, I'm stuck in between thoughts right now. I'm just so juiced and everything like that. But today, I had a lot to do, and that took up like shit my whole day. I was going from 11 to like 3 or 4-ish, something like that. Ribbit the rudder. Making shit wiggle, making shit happen. You feel me? Big help, my lady is a big help in this shit, in this situation. In this situation and shit like that, you feel me? No doubt about that, though. Big help. Real big help, right? Real big help. I'm not gonna say right like that, though. You feel me? But, you know, she helped me. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And this is nothing about nothing. This, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm going to get into is, I don't know if it's habits people do. Habits, you know. I'm sorry to if it's plaguing y'all from like, if this information is plaguing y'all, or you feel like it's plaguing me from enjoying what happens. And I get that part as well. But, you know, this segment is like, it's about you're looking for something, you're going to find it. You're going to assess the situation. You're going to assess the situation the way that you visualized it in your head in the first place. So by searching things and going looking for things to find something, it's going to impair your judgment. It's going to have a high bias point on your decision making skills. So, you know, you have it in you to say what you're not going to do. But the next person seems to be having a problem on doing what they say they're not going to do. You know, everything is peaches and cream. Everything is da-da-da-da. About, I don't know, but yeah. What is this? Okay, they doing. They throwing whole shows in here now. Yeah. So. You know what? It's like, it's like, you know, you don't want to go tit for tat with people. So what do you do? And if you really recently had a spat over something that's stupid, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to dampen the mood. Everything is good. Everything is, you know what I mean? It's one thing about helping, but you see, I'm not trying to make this about, see, I'm not, it's just going to have to just come out how it's going to come out. In the midst of you helping people and doing things and shit like that, right? You should all right, like, you could be helping somebody, you could be helping them out, but if you do like some fuck shit in the middle of it, do that negates everything that you did. And do I say something about that? You know what I mean? So it is what it is. You feel me? Because ultimately, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be some tweaking. It's going to be some tweaking involved in this session. You feel me? It's going to be some tweaking. Like, not tweaking as in mad man, mad woman type shit. It's going to be like some adjustments into this shit to reevaluate what the fuck is going on. And, you feel me? So, something gonna have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just make sure people is not moving raggedy. Yeah, make sure folks don't be moving raggedy. And yeah, we cool right now and everything like that. Oh yeah, I didn't even talk to y'all about the shit that happened. But, like, we cool now. Okay, let's just talk about it so y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, right? I'm driving home, on the phone with the lady, right? You feel me? I'm kind of aggy. I'm going to be real. I was kind of aggy because the phone kept echoing. And at this time of the night, you feel me? Everybody energy be kerplunked in a way. Or at least hers be kerplunked. You feel me? Because you know she's starting a new shift and everything like that. Understandable, everything like that, right? And this is not supposed to be on my shit on what the fuck I got going on them. This is not a reality show. This is the shit that's on my mind. You feel me? Sometimes this is what it is. Just to get this shit out. It's like, okay, I go look. You feel me? It's like, okay, basically, people tell me to put more trust into people. I mean, you feel me? People tell me to put more trust into people. And y'all been rocking with me for how many years? And y'all know the stories and everything I tell y'all, right? I mean, it ain't nothing. It's nothing. It's in plain sight for what I can see. You feel me? It's in plain sight of what I can. You know what I mean? So what I'm sensing is a little rebelliousness. You feel me? So, a little rebelliousness. And we're just going to have to fix that. A little rebelliousness, you feel me? That's all it is. And this is what y'all going to be going through. And I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm going to tell y'all the results to that as well. But yeah, what happened? What's going on? That's neither here or there. It ain't nothing with y'all how I'm making it sound. How I'm making it sound is just dramatical because I'm doing a podcast right now. Ain't nothing really happened. But in my mind, something happened because the argument we had was totally out of left field. You feel me? You feel me? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to think about it. But I don't know, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if it's my mind playing, it's not my mind playing tricks on me. But it's like, that's why I don't fuck with social media, and that's why I try to advocate to people that I fuck with, don't fuck with that shit, and you're gonna get yourself in a fuck twist that y'all wasn't even expecting to be in. And that's gonna give cooperation and to some fuck shit. It's gonna give it's gonna make way for bullshit to happen. You know, you doing like little sly shit and doing this and this and this and being naive and oblivious about shit. I tell females, if y'all want to be with me, don't lie. That was a joke. I tell them, don't lie. But, you feel me? If she hear this, oh well. No, babe, you know how I feel about you, but... Maybe I'm tripping, right? Maybe she's allowed to do that, but if I would have did the same thing she did and she's seen that, oh, won't, right? Like I said, a big help on this shit. Yeah, so 2024, I'm gonna be doing things different, right? I see. I'm checking my saucy analytics. Not on the pod, not my Saucy Talk podcast analytics. This saucy demographics that everything is going on, right? And it's hard for somebody to keep their eyes glued to who they're supposed to keep their eyes glued to. Due to social media, you know, won't. because if it was the old time, if these days, if it was no internet, and they just had magazines for females, and you feel me, boom, it'd be a whole stack of female magazines and all that shit. And get a taste of what the hell she like reading and looking at, right? Well, you got social media. Like, you could just search this shit and figure out and deep dive to see who people really is, right? And shit be happening to people because of shit that they do. You know what I mean? But I'm not wishing nothing on nobody. I'm not wishing nothing on nobody. I'm just telling y'all. I'm just telling you from experience, like, what the hell happened? Why would this happen? You know, that type of shit. And I believe that you do something is the reason why that tweak happened, that little tweak. Like, whatever it is, something happens. When you do some fuck shit, even if it's minute, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that. So it's going to remind you that you're not supposed to be doing that. A reminder, and not just trying to sound gloomy and shit like that. I'm celebrating and everything like that, but it's like I find that, and it's like I thought we agreed on that, but you know, so. You know, just a little dose of a medicine, you feel me? A little dose of the same medicine won't hurt, right? Just to get the point across. Like, what I don't like. And that's all it is. Set of precedents. And that should help things. That should help things a lot. Because not for the fuckery, not for the foolery with the jewelry, you feel me? Yeah, though, it's just crazy. It's like, you know, not trying to, you know, and I know when I talk about this shit, I'm gonna get into a mode, and I don't want to display that. In that mode, I get in the mode, and I just kind of figure out all kind of shit in between times and shit. So, me trying to get into that mode, trying not to. I know y'all are probably trying to really decipher. Y'all some real smart motherfuckers, so y'all can decipher what the fuck I said, because I said some shit to let y'all know, to give y'all a hint, like, or what kind of shit I'm talking about, you feel me? So if y'all smart, y'all know how I do, you know. Y'all just, you know, decipher that. You know, just take the gems I told y'all from them. In the Ear to Donut episodes, them is fire. That's a representation of this year. To represent the rest of this year, the Ear to Donut. If it's a significant meaning. I really don't know what the fuck that means, but it just feel right, the Year of the Donut, because everything was representing the fucking donut as I started this new venture. Right. But today was wonderful. Today was, shout out to my lawyer. They pay for the, they pay for the fees and everything like that. You know, they gonna get paid after, you know, they made it happen. Everything was lovely today. I handled business like a true boss. Everything is wonderful. Saucy lady, she handled business, you feel me, for me. You know. And, we are, you know, we just doing the life, you feel me? We just doing it how we supposed to, you feel me? Just little things here and there, you feel me? It's little things. But, like I said, though, some adjustments to the, you know what I mean, to everybody out there that's listening. Some adjustments is needed once shit is not functioning like when you first got it. You feel me? So adjustments. That's just what it is, though. You feel me? That's just what the fuck it is. Yeah, man. Like, everything's good. Got the keys. Check out the spot. They need to fix some shit. They need to fix a couple things. Two things. And that's about it. Shit, I could dip from here and then go sleep there. I just need to move my shit there. Shit paid for this month, so that's just weird for me paying for a place that I'm not at right now. You know what I mean? Like, for sure. You feel me? Like, for sure. But yeah, just moving in, you know what I mean? Yeah, so because you know, like, you gotta keep it silent on fleet updates. Whatever, on fleet. Yeah, man. There's a lot of craziness that happened, but let me get through to it. But, like, I ain't trying to hear nothing you have to say. Unless it's, you right, type shit, you feel me? But you just gotta play it. You just gotta play. You gotta play, you know what I mean? Play the game, baby. You know what I mean? It's what it is. Just gotta play it. And, that's the ultimate way. That's ultimately the way you gotta do things. Because you gotta think about it like this. There's hella different categories and hella different walks of life. What gives people the power to have an asshole mentality? What gives people the idea to have a weak mentality? What gives people to have a peasant mentality? And what gives people the reason to have a mastermind mentality? You feel me? All walks of life, we eat, sleep, and shit the same, right? That's what the fuck we think, right? We just eat, sleep, and shit the same. You feel me? People is tweaking little things, little more than you. That's why the outcome is different. It could be. That could be a motherfucking reason. Or it couldn't be a motherfucking reason. Or it can just be, you feel me, motherfucker just, just, you feel me? That was the first spark they sparked, and it became a flame, so they keeping it lit, right? So, shit, nigga. That's how the fuck it happened. You feel me? So, you gotta keep a mental thing, you know what I mean? People call me an asshole all day, or every day. I'm the nicest motherfucker. I'm the coolest motherfucker. When you know what I mean? When you meet me and shit like that. And just don't play no motherfucking games like I'm stupid, right? So, with the females these days, they crazy. They don't have no filters, no frame, no feelings. They just going off of impulse. And they think that's just cool. And they expect to be held to the utmost respect in the world. You feel me? You know what I mean? And this is not entwined to what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just talking in general as I'm talking about certain situations, right? Certain situations, shit transpire. So what the fuck you do? You gotta address the shit. See me, I think 5 steps ahead. I be hitting the gas on shit too fast, like, because I know what to expect. I don't need to let the mind process and do the processing stages, the processing steps. I know what the fuck this is gonna be. So let's just fast forward that shit if this need be. That's what the fuck I be saying. Like, just put that shit into full gear and just get this shit over with, because it ain't no reason for us to just go through process. Eliminate the whole shit. Because it ain't no point. I understand. But I could be wrong. You know what I mean? I should be giving myself some motherfucking grace, right? I should be doing, you know, practicing on my patience, right? And people saying they're not perfect. But keep doing the same little shit, right? What, little nigga? But, this is crazy. As I think about it, it's like, should I go tit for tat? That's some bitch shit. Should I let it go? Time will tell. That's all I can say. Time will tell what the fuck I'm gonna do. You know. And another thing that crossed my mind, can you still love somebody? I mean, yeah. Can you be in love with somebody that you still be bashing, that you love to bash? Because I've, in certain situations, I can enjoy bashing somebody because of the actions they have, even if I dealt with them before type shit. Do I have a reoccurrence on them? This shit could have been something? Nah, not really. But, you feel me? If everything was gravy, I might, if shit how I want it to be, yeah, I'll keep smashing and shit like that, but it wasn't, so I dipped the fuck out. Dipped the motherfucking fucked out. And, yeah, so, you know. And I don't know what the fuck the name of the segment, because I really wasn't supposed to be going into what the fuck shit I got going on, except for the good shit, you feel me? But, you feel me, I fuck with y'all fuck with me, y'all been fucking with me for a minute. So hopefully it's not just the new motherfuckers that's just jumping in and thinking this is the new content that I'm just starting. I've been talking to y'all, I've been fucking with y'all, I've been letting y'all know type of shit. What the fuck is going on type shit, you feel me? I don't want this shit to fall on new ears only. I want my, you know, shout out to everybody that's occurring. That's making that shit, you feel me? Current in the game and impressions is going crazy and everything. And y'all just, you know, enjoying what the fuck I got to bring to y'all. Because, man, I'm trying to tell y'all something. This shit is not cool. Having all these thoughts in your head, no way to express the shit, you feel me? It's bad enough that we doing solo adventures and shit like that. You don't get to interact with people. And then the people you want to interact with, they're acting a certain way. So, I turn the podcast because don't nobody know my mind like y'all know. Y'all understand. And y'all motherfuckers, in hindsight, somebody gonna be, this motherfucker say y'all understand. They don't stay sassy. You're talking to a motherfucking microphone. This is insane, people. I know what y'all thinking. But, you feel me? Like I've been saying, it's just therapeutic. I'm smoking on a fucking flume. It's therapeutic. Everybody pick it up when I'm dropping off because of the potency of the product that I'm putting out. That's the only reason, you feel me? If it's a mumbo jumbo, I'm gonna get no views. That's some shit that y'all need to understand. Like, this shit don't come overnight, you feel me? And if that's what y'all want, y'all in the wrong fucking game. What y'all need to do is just put the work in, you feel me? I'm doing this because I know the audience, they love what the fuck I'm talking about, you feel me? And, I know y'all be having a ball with this shit, you feel me? I can tell y'all having a ball with this shit. I'm just telling y'all, just stay focused. Get with somebody solid, you feel me? I got somebody solid. They just like doing certain goofy shit. Like to do goofy shit, so I'm gonna be on some goofy shit. I know it sounds bad. But hey, this is only between me and you. Unless you listen to the podcast as well. It is what it is, you feel me? This is just, you know, just talking, you know what I mean? Giving y'all a little update on what the fuck is going on with you, boy. You know? Sucker wrote me up something real quick. Hold on, waiting on some weed. I got some backpack black cherry gelato, 14 grams, and I got some rainbow runs, 5 grams on the way. With some stizzy edible infused with rosin. Shit gonna have you on your batters. You feel me? Yeah, you feel me? It's doing this shit, you feel me? Big booty Latinas. That's crazy. Yes, 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 my bad, y'all. It's going down right here. Yeah. That's crazy though. But yeah, man, I'm about to go check out this shit. And why I say that, because that's what was on my screen, so. There's a method to the street madness, though. But yeah, no, ELG Music Group, Social Talk Podcast, man, we're going to chop it up a little bit later, you feel me? Just think about what I said. Hopefully, you feel me? This shit don't cause too much controversy and travesty.